And welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. First of all, we'll be talking to Siri, as we always do on the fourth Wednesday of the month. Then we'll have Cindy McLeish will be talking to us for about half an hour, Parliament sitting, but she'll be with us for about half an hour to tell us what's going on in the community. And then between 2 and 3, we've got Choice Tunes. We've got the person lined up, we've got their music, and we're going to hear all about their life and what the music meant to them. But to start off, we've got Siri, as it's, we always do on the fourth Wednesday of the month, and I have with my Naomi, and she's a training development officer. How are you, Naomi?
I'm very well, thank you.
And I believe you got pulled in at the last minute, so you probably haven't had a lot of time to prepare for today.
That's all right. You're just very lucky I can talk about Siri until the cows come home.
Well, we've had you in before, so we know that you're quite passionate about Siri.
Yep.
And we know it'll be a good interview. Naomi, first of all, I guess we want to talk a bit about training as we go down, because that's your forte.
Yep.
But as I was driving up the Warburton Highway this morning, I see some signs up for your market. Now, tell us all about it, because I believe it's always a pretty big market.
It is. So our community hub at Chernside Park hosts a market 3 times a year. This Sunday we have our Easter market. So that will be held...
Sorry, keep going.
No, that's okay. We can work with it, can't we? it's on Sunday, which is the 26th of March from 9 until 2.
Tell me what's going to be there, Naomi.
Yeah, always stall holders. So it's a lot of, homemade sort of niche gifts, that sort of thing. We have local community groups participating, obviously our FICE, First Impressions Clothing Exchange, will have a stand there, so high quality, cheap clothing.
So the ladies will be able to buy our stuff on the day?
Yeah, absolutely, yep. And we'll also have food trucks there, including our very own one that will be attending.
Now, you've told us a bit about this, so tell us a bit more about it today, please.
Yeah, so... at the start of this year, Siri launched Project Siri, which is a dual qualification of Certificate 2 in hospitality and in tourism. With that, students can learn theory behind, cookery and tourism and all of the sort of book smart. Yep. They also cook in our kitchen at Chernside Park, but yes, they do events and go out into the community, taking the food truck with them to be able to cater out on different sites around the area.
So, Naomi, what sort of food is available on the food truck?
Oh, it's varied. put me on the spot.
I thought I might have.
One big menu item is loaded hot dogs. So, get your basic hot dog and then add all the deliciousness
mustards
on top of that.
And all that and cheese.
Yeah.
I
know that they're doing a lot. We're actually the sneak peek of the food truck will be at our AGM tomorrow night, so that's a bit of a practice run ahead of the market. But lots of vegan options, vegetarian options. It's just I misplaced the menu when I was looking at it.
When we take the break, you can have a look at it. But I guess the other thing is too that apart from it being good food, I mean, it is giving the young people, or I don't know that they're all young people, but they're giving them the opportunity to get a certificate. And when you go past all these places in the country or Melbourne and everywhere, all these food places are looking for people, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And, it is the Project Siri is built around that. I mean, being in the Yarra Valley, we know the demand for hospitality staff and tourism, venues is just continuing. So we can hopefully look at curbing that, whether that's sort of upskilling entry-level staff that have already got employment or working with other people to sort of give them those basic skills to get their foot in the door.
Naomi, what is it? Is it a truck or I know you're talking about it as a truck. Is it actually a truck or
is it? It is indeed. And has this for commitment to the job. Our RTO manager, Janine, went and got her truck licence on Monday.
So she can cart it around.
Yep. You know, where every job description has "and other duties as required," and I bet Janine didn't think that one driving a truck around. But, you know, that's what we do here. We all chip in when needed.
Yep. Now, Amy, I mean, we've talked a lot about your truck now, which is terrific, but yep. What else? What other sorts of stalls? Like, when you say homemade, is it homemade gift sort of thing, or is it homemade jam and that sort of stuff?
A bit of everything, yeah. I know at our Christmas one, so we generally get recurring stall holders. So we have our Easter is our first for the year. Then we have our our winter market around July, and then our Christmas market. So regular sort of features are, I know, the honey man, you know, who has their own bees and brings their delicious honey. Candles, you know, all of that sort of stuff. I know probably the best place to have a look for anyone that's interested, check out our Facebook page for the community hubs. They highlight all the various stall holders. So,
and it's not just a little market with sort of 20 stall holders, is it?
No, we hit around probably, I think Christmas was up around 100, if not more. So, yeah, I think it's generally around that sort of size these days. As I said, a lot of recurring stall holders that just will book in after last one, they'll book straight in for the next one. So,
terrific. All right, I've just got to take a quick break now. Yes. Maybe you'll have a look at the menu while we're gone.
I will.
And tell us what it is come out, and then we'll talk about your annual general meeting at the same time.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Don't you know I need you so?
And that was Leo Sayer and More Than I Can Say. We're talking to Siri, we're talking to Naomi, and we've had Naomi in before. And Naomi, have you had a look at the menu?
Yes, I have. So I've messaged Michelle, actually, my colleague, and I was saying, what's the menu? Alan's just asking. But I don't know whether it's for the AGM or for Saturday. I presume it's probably for tomorrow night. She's just said they've actually got their vetters team at the moment, which is the vetting school. So secondary students doing studying on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And we have students doing the program on Wednesdays at Churnside. So they've currently made 20 wontons, and they have about 100 to go.
Gee whiz.
So extremely handmade.
Yep.
Yes. So, you know, they're working on that. But I suppose, I mean, they shared a photo on our Facebook page the other day as well of making pasta from scratch.
That's all right.
You know, these skills that people generally, you know, I mean, I'm a packet opener. I generally say I don't cook, I assemble.
And just warm up with a microwave.
Pretty much defrost and cook. They're my two culinary skills.
Fair enough. Now, Naomi, your annual general meeting's on tomorrow. When it's an AGM, is it a reporting meeting, or do you actually have an election at the AGM?
I'm not sure about the election. I think the board generally does the more serious dry process a little bit differently.
Yep.
Our AGM tends to be a real celebration of the year that has been. So there will be, I know our marketing team are working frantically, tirelessly on trying to capture and condense everything we've done in the last 12 months to a single
pretty hard job.
They're amazing. But we've also got Faye Brown, who is from Motto Fashions. Her and her daughter are the owners behind that business. So she's coming out to be a keynote speaker for us for the night. Yep. So Faye, obviously with Motto Fashions, they've recently developed a bit of a... not sure partnership, but very much support, very big supporters of Fice. So every now and then we get a nice big delivery of brand new Motto clothing. You should see. The first time it happened, I didn't know what was happening at the front of the office because there was just this flock of seagulls all around the Fice shop. But no, it was all the women that got wind of the racks of Motto that was at the front.
Terrific.
So,
Now, do people have to register to come tomorrow night to your AGM, or do they turn up or what?
Yeah, look, there is a registration link, but I'm sure that if anyone's, you know, desperately wanting to attend, we can still accommodate them. So it is from 5:30 at our community hub at Churnside Park there in Kimberley Drive.
All right, so that's tomorrow night. All right, look, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more. listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 29 minutes past 12, and you're listening to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Naomi from Siri. So far, we haven't talked about training, but we will talk to her about that as we go on. But I was driving past the school down there in Yarra Junction the other day, and I noticed a whole lot of work's going on down there. What's going on there, please, Naomi?
Yeah, so I was just saying, I was a bit the same. I drove past and I thought, oh, that's already started. So for a little while now, I've been hearing these whispers of works being done on Little Yarra Road. And, yeah, so it's work started. It's going to be the Siri Early Years Learning Hub. So
when we say very early, what sort of age group are we talking about, Amy?
Oh, I said Siri early. But
oh,
that's
Siri,
okay.
I thought you said very early. Sorry.
They both work. It's fine. So, for people that aren't aware, at the moment that site in Little Yarra Road has our community school, which is grade 5 through to year 12.
Yep.
We also have our kinder and long day care, occasional care on site there as well, and some after school care or OSH programs. So they will all be moving, or the school will stay how it is, but we'll have this early years learning hub that will accommodate, our childcare and the kinder years. So predominantly built at those, early years, I suppose, is that preschool age.
Yeah.
Childcare starts from 6 weeks. So it's all of that. But then you've got the after school care, before and after school care, which is primary school age.
Yeah.
So, but it's an amazing building. Again, I feel like I keep plugging your Facebook page, but...
That's what you've got to do. That's what you've got to do.
As a last-minute ring-in, I'm actually on it myself right now. Every time I see this design, it's just amazing. It's incredible. So it's going to be over two levels, but custom built so that it's, they've worked with the educators and really looked at what families need and what they want with their young children.
And that's what you need to do. Too often in the past in particular, you'd go to an architect and you'd say, I want to build a school, or I want to build this, I want to build that. And they'd go off and design boxes and all that jazz. But it often wasn't what the teachers or the students needed either, or the young people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that I suppose it comes back to that community organisation thing as well.
Yep.
We are here to provide services for the community, and we really take pride in being in touch with that, I suppose. So that's the latest big build in Siri.
When's that due to be finished,
I was about to say, everything is on track. I mean, it's a dirt patch at the moment, so on track as it can be, let's be optimistic.
Yeah.
So it would be starting at the start of next year. So,
yeah, that's all right.
February 2024, start the new year, the new term in a new shiny building. So
that'd be terrific.
Fingers crossed.
Now, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about something else.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be
shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
And that, of course, was Buddy Holly, and that'll be the day. And I should mention this Sunday night, Matt Shaw will be on between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. And Sunday week, I'll be back doing music memories and more, hits of the 50s and 60s. And then I'll also be doing the rock and roll hit parade that Sunday night. But this Sunday night will be Matt Shaw with a rock and roll hit parade. Always a terrific show. Anyway, when I need to brag about this great music, well, I think it is. Naomi probably doesn't like it, but anyway. I'm talking to Naomi from Siri. We've talked about a whole lot of stuff, like the AGM and all that, but you're the training development officer, so we need to talk a little bit about training as well, I guess.
We should. Made me earn my keep, I think. Proves that I can do something.
So, what have you got any new courses coming up in this term or next term?
Yep. So, because we deliver our courses in a variety of ways, we kind of have intakes throughout the year. So, semester one or term one starts with online and face-to-face. So, our classrooms...
Oh, yeah.
Are bustling at the moment. It's lovely to see students back in our new training space at John Street as well. So, we've got our in-person classes that have kicked off last month. Next term, for term two, we have our online intake only. So that's any courses that are done remotely. There's a range, which I'll go through in a second, but we found that a lot of people love the flexible learning style of online. Yep. So we kind of continue to sort of promote that space and have that available for people. But
a lot of people got to do it because of COVID, and now COVID's sort of out of the way, and they still don't want to necessarily go back to classroom, did they?
Yeah, it's also, I mean, a lot of parents that are returning to study, so they can do it while the kids are at school or once the kids are in bed, that or people that are already working and looking to retrain or upskill, they can do it after work, right, so it doesn't conflict and sort of compromise them having to take time off their paid employment. With that, though, comes sort of, it can be a bit challenging sometimes with online study. I always say that when I've studied online, my house has never been cleaner, because I always there was always something to do. Like, I'd sort of go, oh, there's some dust there, I might start dusting, and then end up rinsing a plate, and then that turns into dinner preparation, and before you know it, it's 10 o'clock and you've not studied at all.
And you don't want people to look online and say, oh, that's a bit of a mess, that room.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of that, sort of to help support our students, obviously we've got our remote trainers who can use Zoom and phone calls, emails, but we also have study groups that are held at Lilydale and Cranbourne West. So they're either sort of two times a week at Lilydale or fortnightly over in Cranbourne. And it just gives even sort of anyone studying with us, but particularly online students, that opportunity to actually meet face-to-face with someone, whether that's their peers with other students for a bit of social study time, or with a trainer, even just by themselves to be in a different environment where there's not dinner needing prep or washing hung out or, kids tapping at your leg while you're trying to do something. So, that's what we've got coming up. The other thing that we always have going is work-based. So businesses, particularly at the moment, I suppose, aged care, schools for support staff and that age disability and early childhood. So daycare traditionally is the old name for it.
And I guess with either of those, particularly aged care or in the early learning, there's heaps of jobs around, isn't there? And there's still more for these early centres to be opened. I see the government is still opening more.
Absolutely. And so that's why we're finding to provide work-based training opportunities. So people can, instead of having to choose study or work, they can actually do both. So they can enter into a traineeship position or just sort of start work while they're undertaking their qualification. Means that they're applying their knowledge straight away too. So it's a bit sort of learning in real time makes it all relevant to them rather than just out of a book. But yeah, having some earning capacity while they're studying, because not everyone can, you know, cutting out hours to study is a real financial decision.
Unfortunately, the bills keep coming, don't they?
They do. You can't just say, oh, let's pause that for 6 months while I upskill. So, you know, this is a really great way. We've got some students, even in our childcare course, because that's 2 days a week in the classroom, they're in class 2 days and they're working 3 days in a centre, gaining that experience and filling that really needed void at the moment of staff in those fields.
Well, it certainly is. Naomi, I've just got to take a quick break. A couple of sponsorships have popped up and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Naomi, we need to mention, we keep talking about Siri, and we haven't mentioned it yet, that Siri is C-I-R-E, not the app that you're going to get on your phone.
Yep, absolutely.
C-I-R-E. Tell us a bit about the Reconnect program, please, Naomi.
Yeah, so it is... Siri is one of the providers of this program. So every LGA or local government area has different community organisations or different providers that can support people. So it's designed for people who haven't been working or studying in sort of the last 6 months or more. It does have a age sort of eligibility of 17 to 64. So it is for
those pretty wide. People. That's not going to hold many back.
No, and it is for people who aren't, like I said, haven't studied for 6 months. So, you know, people that are still in school are still in that sort of probably being supported elsewhere as well.
Yep. And it's also, and I guess by six, I guess a lot of it is for people who've been either retrenched or unemployed for a little while, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's really, you know, we've had parents that are returning to work after raising kids. Just people who could do with a little bit of extra help on kind of that where to from here.
Yeah. So it's the program isn't designed to sort of help them with their interview skills or... Well, what do they actually do in it?
Yeah, that can be part of it. Goal setting. So, yep. You know, would having your licence help? Or, all those sorts of things. Like, what do they actually want to do? What's going to be a sustainable career path for them? And what are the steps to help get them there?
Yep, that's fair enough too. That'd be up front, wouldn't it? Like, that'd be in person.
It can be, yeah, predominantly. Our people, you know, our teams can travel to see people local to them. They can also do phone and Zoom, you know. Yep. Not everyone can be getting around, so we tend to always try and support people wherever they're at, whether that's, you know, in person, online, over the phone, whatever it takes for each person, really.
And is that a course that takes 3 months, a month or whatever, or is it just whatever?
So it's not actually a course, it's a standalone program, so it's something that people can register with and then they're supported for up to 18 months. So it's voluntary, people can sort of opt in or out if they feel it's no longer for them, but, you know, for 18 months. So that would see them through most of that journey from kind of, I want to return to study or work but I don't know what to do, to that goal setting, perhaps enrolling in a course or applying for employment, whatever their pathway is.
Yeah, I mean, are you still doing like the responsible serving of alcohol and first aid courses and all those?
Yep, we sure are. So that's, we do those as standalone each month at our Lilydale office. We also have that Jumpstart for Jobs, which is that 3-day program that has the RSA included in it. So that's a good option for young people. That will be over 3 days over the school holidays, I believe. So they'll get their RSA and food handling and then basic barista. So
that should help them get a job in hospitality, shouldn't it?
Oh, you could walk in. I mean, like we were just saying before, you could walk down the street and throw a stone and hit 5 places that need hospitality staff at the moment. So, we had a lot of feedback from local businesses that they don't want the next big barista champion of Melbourne. They just want someone who's not going to be scared of the machine the first time.
And who's going to do some work.
Yes.
Now, I mean, we've just got to take a break and then we'll come back and we'll give people all the contact details. So please get your paper and pencil ready and Naomi will tell you how to find out about your courses and how to contact Siri.
We will rock you. Buddy, you're a a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
Queen, and we will rock you. Naomi, now we've been telling people about the different courses. Now we've got no hope of covering all the courses at Siri Cover. We haven't even spoken about the school. There is heaps of things for people. So first of all, we'd like to know how they're going to find out about them, and then when they do, how are they going to contact Siri?
Yeah, so I suppose it depends. Everyone likes doing things a little bit differently.
Not everybody can use the computer, but go.
No, that's what I was going to say. If you ever want to give us a call, you can do so on 1300 835 235. That will connect you straight to our customer service superstars, I like to call them, and you know, they can direct your call or offer support.
So that was 1300.
Yes, 835 235.
Yep.
So yeah, that is a central phone number for all of Siri. Then we've got our website, so www.siri, which is CIRE.org.au. So we do get people thinking it's Sire or all sorts of variations, but it is pronounced Siri. So any Apple users may have their phone pinging at them when they say it, but we are spelt differently with C-I-R-E. So, website, email.
Naomi, can I just stop you there just to have a tick? So if they go on the website, apart from finding out about the programs and all that, do they then have links that they can contact people through that as well?
Absolutely. So, again, I'm going to plug our marketing team who do a great job with the website. Very easy to use. There is a drop-down menu there, so you can go to the early learning or, you know, the community schools, our community hubs and our training. So everything you need is on there. There's also a search button or a search, you know, the icon, a magnifying glass.
Yep.
So you can have a look there. That's also where anyone looking to join our team can go and look at careers. Positions vacant will also be on our website.
Yep.
You know, obviously, given the range of things that we do at Siri, there's generally quite a list of varied roles available. So, and that's also part of our growth. So even I've just had a quick look before, early childhood teachers in Pakenham, because we've just taken over another centre.
Oh, have you? In Pakenham?
Yeah. So, you know, we've got our school in Berwick doing a couple of courses around Cranbourne. So this opportunity in Pakenham came up. And so, yeah, that's another little feather in our cap as well. But yeah, it just shows that every area, you know, has availability. But yeah, so website, phone, email, Facebook page. So each of our businesses have a Facebook page, or our general organisation one is Siri Services. But you know, training, obviously our FICE shop has their own, which has great.
You got You can't use acronyms because people don't always know their name.
No. So our First Impressions Clothing Exchange, which I know that you're a great supporter of, we've spoken about many times. So we just recently had our official launch here at Lilydale. So 7 to 9 John Street is now the main shop for the clothes.
And Yarra Junction.
Yep, our Moorabark location changed, moved, relocated to here at Lilydale with the rest of our training and head office. But we definitely, our sort of shop at the hub at Yarra Junction, just next to the post office, between post office and Red Relish, who are, you know, always good for lunch. But
Pink Door, isn't it?
I get distracted when I think of the delicious food. But, yeah, so the First Impressions shop at Yarra Junction Hub and the Lilydale shop are both open Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, with our office hours. So it's great to pop in and grab a bargain there. But, yeah, you can also look at their Facebook page and, you know, get a sneak peek of the clothing available.
But let's go back just very briefly because we're running out of time.
Yep.
And remind everybody about the extravaganza that's coming up on Sunday.
Yes, so our Easter market at Churnside Park Community Hub. So that's 33 Kimberley Drive in Churnside Park. Open from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. So lots of time. I have been informed, actually, that there's some children's activities. So, you know, not everything has to cost money, which is always a good option for families. So a couple of exhibitions from local, you know, martial arts, tennis, that sort of thing. But being that it's an Easter market, we will have one very special guest coming along.
Very good.
Hello to the children, probably with a basket full of chocolate treats. So, yeah, they can come along, see the Easter bunnies, see the other stalls, and check out the Project Siri food truck.
And plenty of coffee for Mum and Dad.
Yes. Yep, to offset the sugar of all the chocolate for the kids.
Naomi, just going back to the your food truck again, is tomorrow night, is that the first time it's been out and about?
It is, yeah. So anyone with eagle eyes may have seen it around the Lilydale area when we got it. We actually literally got it delivered on, I think, Monday afternoon at Churnside, transported down to the community school in Lilydale, but we'll be back at Churnside tomorrow. So keep an eye out for it. Big Project Siri food truck, nice navy blue.
So, and they'll... Are you there, Naomi? Oh, we've lost Naomi.
Really fantastic program.
You froze.
Oh, sorry.
That's not your fault. All right, so just quickly the phone number again, please, Naomi.
1-300-835-235.
Naomi, look, sorry.
Google Siri, C-I-R-E.
I didn't want to cut across you. Look, I've got to say thank you because I know you were thrown in at the last minute. The person who was due to come couldn't make it, so... I mean, it's not easy to throw together an hour of entertainment and talk about what you want to talk about. You've done a terrific job, so we do thank you, and we'll look forward to seeing somebody from Siri on the 4th Wednesday of... That'll be April by then.
I know, after Easter, after school holidays, after Anzac Day. Boom.
Got to go. Thanks, Naomi.
Thanks, Alan. Bye.
Bye.